I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is Matt Bellany of The Hollywood Reporter. And Matt, the era of Trump has produced notable impacts in the landscape of television, what we could call a couple of major reversals of fortune, at least for now.
Right. I mean, if you look at both the cable news ratings race and the late night television race, which are two of the more politically charged TV day parts, you absolutely see that there has been a historic reshuffling. This week, it was announced that Stephen Colbert and his Late Show pulled away from Jimmy Fallon and The Tonight Show as the ratings leader for the 2016-2017 season in total viewers. And that is a stunning reversal from what has been really clearly a Fallon-dominated late-night landscape since he took over The Tonight Show from Jay Leno.
And there were rumors that Colbert might be shown the door in the beginning because it seemed to be going so poorly. That obviously is completely reversed now.
Right. He is now the darling of CBS and basically was the showpiece of their upfront presentation in New York. And at the same time, Fox News, which has been the undisputed cable news leader for almost 15, 16 years now, has found itself for the first time in 17 years in third place for an entire week. MSNBC and CNN both beat Fox News last week. And that is just an unbelievable turn of events. If you think about the fact that Fox has just been far and away the leader in that space.
Yes, MSNBC for the first time reached number one in weekly primetime ratings. That's the first time ever. You know, some of this stuff, it's not like, okay, that's how it's going to be going forward. I mean, for MSNBC, when there is negative Trump news, MSNBC surges. If not, not so much. However, there has been breaking news about Trump, not just seemingly daily, but almost hourly. I don't know about you. I go off Twitter for a short break and something has happened. And CNN, when there is global news, surges. So obviously the tragedy in Manchester affected their ratings. But meanwhile, turning it back to Fox, you know, we know that they have a problem now because so much top talent has departed.
Yeah, if you look at the primetime lineup on Fox News, it is completely different than it was a year ago when Fox had O'Reilly, who is no longer at the network due to the sexual harassment claims against him. It had Megyn Kelly, who left for NBC earlier this year. It had Greta Van Susteren, who left for MSNBC last year in the wake of Roger Ailes getting fired. And now it has this show, The Five, that didn't exist a year ago. The only remaining stalwart there is Sean Hannity, and he's had a bit of a mental break the last week in which he's been pursuing this bizarre conspiracy theory, and then he went on a vacation for 2 days.
Yes. So we'll see what happens certainly with him. He's positioned himself as the victim of a conspiracy. But thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
That's Matt Bellany, editorial director of The Hollywood Reporter. He joins me this Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.